what is a bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover?
I never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Actually, it's Ken Colburn and Michael Valdivia. Miss M, as we'll call her this week.
Yes.
Of course, the Computer Corner is brought to you every week by our fine friends over at Extreme Internet. If you need dial-up to the most elaborate business internet connection, Extreme Internet can do it all, from basic to elaborate, from the smallest little straw to the biggest pipe of data that you could possibly need. They can bring you your business or your home, any of your internet services. Give them a holler at 480-368-4NET. 368-4NET. Extreme Internet. Okay, let's see here. We've got tons of stuff and no time to do it. We're going to try to squeeze all this stuff in. Some email here. Scott writes, emails us and says, "Hey, I found that there are numerous .dbx files on my computer. Can I delete these? Thank you."
Oh.
Scott. Looky-loo. This is dangerous stuff. I'm not sure exactly what you did to find these DBX files, but DBX files are database files.
Yeah.
For instance, if you're using if you're using Outlook Express, there are DBX files associated with all the email, the inbox, the outbox, the sent items, and if you were to delete all that stuff, guess what would happen?
Goodbye.
Beep, 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 beep.
Everything.
Yeah, not good. So, Scott, if you don't know what it is, you did the right thing, you checked first, but I would not suggest that you touch that, because any program in your computer that uses a database, if you were to get rid of all the DBX files, every one of those programs would become disabled, and I believe you might be crying afterwards.
Yes, if it is not broke, do not try and fix it.
Yeah, exactly. That will definitely put you in a...
broken state.
In a not fun place. Okay, we also had eraser, we got eraser, we got more and more stuff. Hang on here.
Extreme tip of the week?
Yeah, the extreme tip of the week is quit messing with stuff you don't know what it is.
Yes.
If you're going to clean up, we'll make this our extreme zone tip of the week. If you're going to do cleanup on your computer, don't just randomly start looking at files and go, "Hey, I don't know what that is, get rid of it."
Yeah.
Bad idea. It's great for guys in the computer business. It generates lots of business for data doctors.
Yes.
But we're trying to give you tips on how to get the stuff to continually run. You can generally, if you have a Windows 98 or newer, which hopefully you do, in your systems, if you click on Start and then go to Programs and then Accessories and then System Tools, you should see one in there called Disk Cleanup. That will look at your Windows operating system, and it will safely remove it. Whatever shows up as being available for deletion in there is safe to remove. That's where you should go if you can't identify files, don't know what's what. That's a safe way to clean up space on your hard drive.
Or if you created it, such as a Word document,
sure,
then you can delete it.
If you know exactly what it is, then I'm going to assume that you can figure that out. One last thing, Jason wrote in and said, "Hey, have you guys ever used SpyBot? It blows adware away." And he gave us the link, so we'll include that in our follow-up newsletter. And we also had somebody emailing us, say, "How do you sign up for the newsletter?" It's all over our website. Yep. You'll see newsletter links. Just click on any one of them. You put your email address in. That's it. It emails you something saying, "Did you want this newsletter?" You have to reply, and once you do, you're on our list.
And we'll send you out everything.
And we'll also have SpyBot in there with adware, so you can try either or both. And we'll see if Jason and I've actually heard SpyBot is quite a bit better than adware, so we'll play around with that this week. So
call us and let us know.
Check
what
that
you
out.
Think.
All right, let's see. Do we have time? We're going to try to John. If we don't get your answer in on the air, we're going to put you on hold and take you off the air and see if we can help you. But you have a question about the wireless PDA connections?
Yeah, I want to try to establish a connection between my PDA iPack and my desktop, and I was wondering which wireless card do I need, specifically the 802.11g. Does the iPack support that, or do I need to go to the A or the B?
Well, the first thing you have to have is there's like this little piggyback device you have to add to the...
That.
Okay,
yeah,
once you have that, then you can put in... most of the ones that we've played with were all B, but I'm sure there's a G version, and for those of you that aren't in the know or have no idea what we're talking about, there's a bunch of wireless standards out there. B is the original and the slowest. G is a newer one that kind of goes kind of dual band and is backwards compatible, so it's always better to go G. We're recommending to our customers whenever possible to buy G product, even if you already have B, so that you can start to mix and match and upgrade the system. You should be able to put that in, and once you do it, as long as you have an access point somewhere, you know, it's just like any other network device.
Okay, so it should support it, then, you think?
Excuse me?
It should support the G card.
Well, I specifically, is there a manufacturer? I can't tell you yes for sure, but I got to believe that there is. And in fact, if you want to hang on, let me put you on hold here and actually see if I can track down a resource for you on the phone, and we'll put that in our newsletter as well. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of the Computer Corner, again brought to you by our friends at Extreme Internet. If you need any kind of internet access, give them a holler, 480-368-4NET for Michael Valdivia and the missing Brandon Disney. I'm Ken Colburn reminding you, if it is not broken,
do not fix it.
See y'all next week.